Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah, we talk about a detail within the laws of partnerships with non-Jews on Shabbos. It's coming up in today's Limud, it's come up over the last few days in Shulchan Aruch, regarding different scenarios of partnering with non-Jews as it relates to Hilchos Shabbos. And today we discuss how it relates to a Jew who's a partner in a law firm. So generally, when you're a partner in a law firm, that means you're a part owner of this company. And that means when the company is generating profits, be it on Shabbos, be it on Yom Tov, you're gaining from these profits because you're an actual partner in the company. So if let's say you're a Jew and you're a partner in a law firm, and there are different associates in the company that work under you. So let's say each partner is assigned different associates, and you want to know, what can my associates do if they're working under my authority and jurisdiction for Shabbos or for Yom Tov, for that matter? What's the halacha as it relates to this Jewish partner who has associates working for him? So as we have mentioned in the past, there's a very important rule to always keep in mind when it comes to your non-Jewish employees on Shabbos. And that is that we know there are two categories of workers. There's a guy who's a schir yom, he's getting paid per hour, and his time is basically under your jurisdiction. You decide and instruct when exactly he's supposed to work, and it's really him as your agent when he does the malach on your behalf, and that's a more stringent form of employee-employer relationship. That's a schir yom. And then there's a second type, and that's a kabbalin, when the non-Jew's not getting paid by the time that he works, but by the job that's completed. So you don't care exactly how and when he gets the job done. All you want is a completed project. That's what you're paying him for. The halacha is that no matter which arrangement you have, whether it's a schir yom arrangement or whether it's a kabbalin relationship, you're not allowed to be koyveya malachtoi b'Shabbos. You can't direct the non-Jewish employee to do the work on Shabbos, even if it's a kabbalin, which is a more lenient version of kabbalonis. So if a person, let's say, is a partner in a law firm and he's a Jew, so he's a part owner and he has associates working for him, or he has a secretary working for him, you can't direct any project that the employee will do for you either on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, because it's going to be considered koyveya malachta b'Shabbos, which is aser. And that's the halacha, that no matter what, even if the arrangement is a kabbalonis arrangement, which is much more lenient, that you're paying him for the job and the assignment rather than per hour and by time, nonetheless, to actually have them do an assignment specifically that will take place on Yom Tov or on Shabbos is a problem. So that's number one, that you have to keep in mind, that to be koyveya malachta b'Shabbos is aser no matter what. However, what if you're not going to instruct them to do anything? You don't have any directive that they should do the malacha on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, but they want to do so through their own volition. Let's say they want to get overtime, so they want to get paid extra, they want to get a bonus, whatever it is. They want to count hours spent working for you on Yom Tov as their overtime. Is this permissible on Shabbos, or is it not permissible on Shabbos? Then the halacha will generally depend. If they're being paid per hour, it's a problem. If it's a schir yom arrangement, it's a problem. Because even though it's not koyveya malachtoi, but at the end of the day, if the work is done at your behest or for you, because they're under you, they're an associate under your jurisdiction, so the work is considered as if you're doing it, because the guy is like your agent, like your shliach, and therefore, if it's an arrangement that has the guy being paid per hour, it's a problem, even if you don't direct him to do it, because at the end of the day, he's your shliach by virtue of the fact that he's being paid per hour, and it's a schir yom arrangement. However, if you want to allow your associate to do extra work or to get a bonus or have overtime being done on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you have to A, not direct him to do it, it's through his own volition, but also you have to make sure that it's a kabbalin arrangement. So if let's say you make sure that if he does overtime on Yom Tov, he's being paid not per hour, but by the job completed, by the assignment completed, then it's a kabbalin relationship, and then he's considered to be working for himself, because the hour is not your hour. You're not paying him for hour. You're paying him for the job. So when he decides when to do it, it's his own volition, it's his own decision, and therefore it's mutter, as long as A, you didn't direct him to it on Shabbos, and B, it's a kabbalonis relationship.